6 a.m. in Atlanta, Georgia, a town so healthy they had to shoot a man to start a cemetery. I mean, where else in the whole world could you drive on I-75 for 10 miles and never leave the scene of an accident? John, Fred, and the Playboys, because it's Monday morning, or as we call it around here, Tuesday A, and when she took off her glasses, I made a spectacle of myself.
Judy in the sky. Well, that's what you are. Wearing your bracelets and your rah-rah across your heart, yeah, with your Olympian bra. A chance to stop the guy and shoot it in the night. Well, that's it.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight. I take you to the night.
John Fred and his Playboy band, Dr. Don Rose at WQXI in Atlanta, Quixie and Dixie. I should have had my glasses along last night at the par 56 golf course on the Marietta Highway. Friends, I was out there for WQXI's hole-in-one contest, and believe me, I shoot golf in the 80s. Gets any warmer, I don't play. I play golf for my health, and believe me, low scores make Rose feel good. I feel good. Matter of fact, it's a beautiful day today. Gonna get up to in the low 80s. The temperature now, 66 degrees. Joe Kelly and I, after the par 56 golf course last night, went on to have a little dinner. I don't know what this place is coming to around here. First, topless go-go dancers. And last night, friends, I was served by a topless waitress. No brain at all.
79 WQXI.
With 24 hours a day worth of fun-packed entertainment for young Atlanta.
Ready or not, here I come. See that you be such fun.
Apple pictures, pumpkin pie. Soon I ready, hot for
what's his name? Oh, ready or not, here I am.
QXI in Atlanta with apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, and everything but mom and motherhood thrown in. All brought to you this morning by the Atlanta Fire Department. You come to our fireman's ball, and we'll come to your fire.
You open the door, you touch a steering wheel. Not just any steering wheel, but a steering wheel that moved out of your way just to let you in. A better idea you can get from Ford Motor Company. You turn the key, not just any key, but a reversible key. You could work it in the dark if you had to. A better idea you can get from Ford Motor Company. You step on the gas, you grab the stick, not just any stick shift, but a select shift. Shift through the gears manually or shift automatically. A better idea you can get from Ford Motor Company. You hear music, not just any music, but high fidelity stereo sonic tape music. A better idea you can get from Ford Motor Company. Open the door, sit in the seat, turn the key, and go. You're not driving any car. You're driving a better idea car. A 67 car from Ford Motor Company. At your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer, where the better ideas are.
I got a better idea last night, so I took my Ford down to the kitten's corner. Waitress was saying, cigars, cigarettes, banana peels. Banana peels, that's the latest kick these days. Red Jones swears he saw one of the long-haired freaky people in a Winn-Dixie supermarket with a banana peel. He says, hey, man, how about a refill?
Dr. Domrose, boom, boom, the funny DJ, boom, 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 floats the jokes right down the drain. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. First time I heard this one, my left ear fell off. The Turtles, happy together. Happy? I'm ecstatic.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Together and trying to wake up together at 6:17 WQXI Secret Student Time. And by the way, one of the Quixie Secret Students was Pam Harasty of Decatur High School. Vicki Gatlin won a transistor radio by spotting her, and it's as easy as that. Ask every student you meet, are you a WQXI Secret Student?
In the mid-1700s, Benjamin Franklin successfully flew a kite during a storm. and thereby prove the existence of wind. Now, Quixie wants to prove you can be a winner. Head for your nearest Sinclair service station and pick up a free Falcon fact book. Then you may win cash and prizes on Quixie.
Sometime this month, the U.S. population will go over 200 million. Of course, with Davey, Danny, Kelly, Jamie, and Johnny, you have me to thank for my part in this great event, friends. Yes, sir, the population explosion made a direct hit on our house. Yesterday, my wife stopped at a perfume counter and asked for repellents.
Come to my door, baby. Face is clean and shining black as snow.
Stuff. Society's Child at 621 WQXI Secret Student Time. This is Dr. Don Rosen. Speaking of heavy, I think I figured out how to keep LBJ from starting any new Vietnams. We're not going to start any new wars till we get the old ones paid for. As I told Don Carl, if that doesn't work, we'll make everybody fight in the new. I figure without uniforms, nobody will know who the enemy is.
Hi.
Oh, hello, honey. Have a hard day?
Oh, I just want to sit down, take it easy for a minute, and... Monica, the drapes. What happened to the drapes, Monica?
I was kind of hoping you wouldn't notice.
Wouldn't notice? Monica, they've shrunk.
Well, they were a little dingy, so I put them in the washing machine.
Monica, why didn't you call Morgan Cleaners? They have this adjust-a-drape process that not only cleans your draperies, but also keeps them from shrinking or stretching. Guaranteed.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
And Morgan Cleaners will come out, take down the drapes and cornice boards, clean them, then rehang them for you, dear. Oh, come on. Oh, honey, come on. Now, it's not that important. Just remember, next time, use Morgan Cleaners, huh?
But I washed the wall-to-wall carpet, too.
Yes?
It's a throw rug now.
Morgan Cleaners, drapery and cornice board specialist, will be delighted to give you a free estimate. Call Drake 7-1731. Morgan Cleaners.
On Quixie and Dixie, I think we're alone now. I says, how about a scotch and sofa? And she says, no, I'll have a gin and platonic.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play.
And Dixie and Dr. Donald D. Rose and Rosie Good Morning as we get out the birthday book and check the Virgos. Betty Jones of Doraville, John Peetman of Chamblee, Georgia. Vandiver, Sally Vandiver of Buckhead, Francis Allen of Sandy Springs, Mary Beth Connors of Forest Park, Helen King, Brad Harris, Kent Bankhead, and Gracie Bell, all of Atlanta. Happy birthday to you,
Dr. Don Rose, up here now.
I was thinking about having my voice cultivated, but I think I'll have it plowed under.
If you do want me, give me a decision. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the road. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. Just show me that you're mine, girl.
Weather word, cloudy and warmer. This is WQXI Atlanta News. The banks look at a new discount rate. Dan Alexander has that story this morning.
The valuation of the British pound over the weekend didn't catch Atlanta bankers by surprise. One local banker said he didn't feel that the devaluation would have an immediate effect on Atlanta. The banker's statement came after Britain dropped the value of the pound sterling from $2.80 to $2.40. The bankers may have a different appraisal this morning when they get the news that the Federal Reserve Board has hiked its discount rates to banks from 4% to 4.5%. Dan Alexander, WQXI News.
Meanwhile, this note of confidence this morning from Federal Reserve Board member Clark Clauber.
The Federal Reserve Board expressed its confidence in the basic economic and financial strength of the United States and pledged to do its full share in maintaining the soundness of the dollar, both at home and abroad.
Former Alabama Governor George Wallace was met by a series of heckling receptions yesterday and last night during his visit to New Hampshire. A well-known pathologist says that he has little use for Georgia's county work camps and doubts their practical and rehabilitative value. Atlanta 4, Chicago nothing in baseball last night. Tonight, a twilight doubleheader scheduled for 6 o'clock. California downed Atlanta Chiefs in soccer action 2-1.
This is WQXI News, the Morning Chronicle.
It's a quick scene.
Good morning.
With Dr. Don Rose.
6:35 in the early bright, and I was just reading in the Atlanta Constitution this morning, the wholesale price index went up 1.6% last month. There's only one thing to do, friends, buy retail. With DDR at WQXI 639, secret student time. The perfect gift for the man that has everything. Penicillin. Or what goes, ouch, 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 ouch. Sophia Loren playing the accordion.
If you enter the Quixie McDonald's Tenetopper Fun Contest, you may be the big winner of the new Mustang 2 Plus 2 Fastback. WQXI is busy tabulating ballots now, and Quixie will announce the winner of the fabulous Mustang the first week of October, barring technical problems.
Sure, it's right down the hall, first door on your left.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar. Thundermen have never heard like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried and 80 men died. Now they're buried together on the country. How stupid it swore that he'd get that man, so he asked the great Frumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight, while the Baron was laughing, he got him in his sight.
Quixie and Dixie has a final score on that encounter. It was Snoopy 74, the Red Baron 29. The Red Baron's out walking his pet rat this morning around the Quixie studios because it's a beautiful morning. A Dr. Donald D. Rosie, good morning, going up to the low 80s today. Sex, nature's way of saying hi there.
Hi there.
Hi.
You my American Motors Rambler dealer?
Surprised?
No, ma'am. Sir.
Ma'am, we're doing surprising things.
Yeah, things.
Look at this, Ambassador. Motorcade Magazine says this about our popular priced Ambassador. In performance, roadability, and overall quality, it's become one of the outstanding cars in its class.
I love you.
And this Ambassador sells for even less than the low list price. Look.
Yeah, look.
Get a surprise time deal on a 1967 Ambassador. See your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Yes, see.
79 WQXI.
Atlanta, Georgia, most beautiful part of America this time of year. And as a matter of fact, the Rose family took a nice drive over the weekend down to Callaway Gardens. Saw this guy beside the road, and I said, "Where do you do your cotton picking?" The guy says, "Cotton picking what?" Quixie and Dixie with Dr. Donald D. Rose. I'm just about normal this time of year. What's normal? Oh, 98.6. That according to Pete.
Good morning, sun. I say it's good to see you shining. I know my baby brought you to me. She kissed me yesterday. Hello, silver lining. Got spring and summer running through. 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby. Hey, everybody on the street, I see you smiling. Must be because I found my baby. You know she's got me on another kind of highway. I want to go to where it takes me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby. You know she's got me on another kind of highway. It's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby.
And if it all works out, we're going to pitch in and buy him a last name. We'll find out tomorrow when Bob Todd previews the brand new survey. 647 at WQXI in Atlanta, Secret Student Time. As the Don Rose Show salutes Dr. J. McDowell Richards, the WQXI Atlantan of the day. Dr. Richards was recently named the 22nd Man of the South. Man of the South.
There are three things in this world. Things don't get no better than my mom, my flag, and Dr. Don Rose.
Which is the life story of Kahuna Stew. He's got so much soul, his shoes squeak, friends. Quixie and Dixie, Dr. Donald T. Rose of the Morning Time. Or the show that asked the question, did you wake up grouchy this morning, or is she still in bed?
Trading differences were never lower than they are right now at John Smith's Chevrolet. Here's proof.
Well, you can trade a 65 Corvair on a brand new Chevelle Malibu and get loads of extra equipment and pay less than $1,000 difference. You're getting a real deal. And that's just the kind of deal that Andy Lewis here at John Smith just approved. If you don't believe we'll take an unreasonable offer, you just come on down here to 530 West Peachtree and try us. The fellas here at John Smith Chevrolet have their trading shoes on, and the sales manager has an extra sharp pencil. Now, here at John Smith, you choose from Georgia's best selection of new Chevys. Get immediate delivery with no waiting around. Bring that old car down and find out just how easy it is for you to drive out in a new John Smith Chevrolet. It's the cash trading difference that really counts. Your trading difference is a lot less here at the old reliable. Come down and find out for yourself at John Smith Chevrolet.
Rain, the park, and the other things, like a map showing you all of the spots the cops never think to look.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She could make me happy. I was in her head. Oh, I don't know just why she said.
hello. She smiled up at me. She took my hand and we walked to the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy.
Happy, happy,
happy. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
When did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew,
she had made me happy.
Happy, happy.
She had made flowers in her hair.
This morning at WQXI, the rain, the park, and the other things. No rain, but if you want to park, just let me know. And just one score to report this morning. The 49ers, 76. The 76ers, 49.
Ooh, cash and prizes could be yours. Get your Falcon Fact Book. Stop at Sinclair Service Stations. Get your Falcon Fact Book. And then stay tuned to Quixie.
Don Carl standing by in the Quixie newsroom to ask the question, where would this country be without this great land of ours? This is Dr. Donald D. Rose. Stand by to call me for Quixie Pick and Play. I'm not going to say anything else now. I'll just take a little bromo seltzer and you'll hear from me later. Meantime, a little incest and peppermint.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, but questions, flutter your mind. Incest and peppermint, the color of time.
Who cares for the games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incest and peppermint, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself. Yeah.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yard sick for lunatics, one part of you.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. To win, but nothing to lose.